The latest edition of the online Issues Etc. Journal is out. It contains an article I've written titled Legalism and License. How are these two really the same error? Find out with the latest Issues Etc. Journal. You can also read about Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's journey from liberal Lutheranism and navel-gazing evangelicalism to the external promises of God in Holy Scripture. Get your copy of the latest Issues Etc. Journal by sending your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. Well, as usual on Friday afternoons, we give you an opportunity to pick the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. It's a simple little game we play every Friday. All you do is listen to the four soundbites that we've assembled for you, and then you call, you email, you Twitter us, and you vote. You can also vote at Facebook if that's convenient for you as well. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We have four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We'll play them to you one at a time. You get to listen to each one, and then for your own reasons, whatever they may be, you decide which one should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And it's very simple. The one with the most votes gets named Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. On top of that, the best vote, that is the most insightful vote, we'll decide near the end of the program, will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Ordinarily, you have to visit the studio to get one of these, but you'll get it for being the best vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Mossab Hassan Youssef with a challenge for Islam.
We need to challenge Muslims. Either they cancel those verses from the Quran, or the Quran has to be a legal book on the American soil. Because if I go today and try to publish a book that I'm saying, if you don't believe in what I'm saying, I ask my followers to kill you. Can I publish such a book in our world, in our modern world, in this country? Absolutely not. So why Muslims distribute the Quran everywhere? Institutions, universities, libraries, mosques, everywhere they have their Quran. So what we need from them to show us if they have the authority to approve, first of all, they can change those verses from the Quran, which I tell you from now, they can't. Otherwise, Quran has to be banned on the American soil.
All right, that's soundbite number one, Mossab Hassan Youssef with a challenge for Muslims, especially Western Muslims. Should it be the soundbite of the week? If you think so, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call votes get highest priority. We go to them first. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address, or Twitter us at issuesetc, at issuesetc. And we're coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's the 19th of March, playing Issues Etc., soundbite of the week. Here's soundbite number two. We were talking this week with Charmaine Yost, and she had something interesting to say about what pro-choicers, those who are in favor of abortion, don't want you to see.
Well, the truth of the matter is they'd like to airbrush the baby out of the picture. They want to see this as an issue that is only about the woman and her health care choices, as they always frame it, between a woman and her doctor. They want the American people to look away from the fact that there's a second patient involved. When it comes time to having a baby, let's say you have a baby that's premature. There's that gorgeous, gorgeous picture of the baby that was operated on. Do you remember that, Todd?
Yeah.
And the baby reached out from the womb and grasped the hand of his physician. You know, that never fails to stir the heart of almost every person looking at that picture, because we know it's a baby. And science and the medical community works so hard to advance technology so that we can save the littlest of the little when they're a so-called wanted baby. And we just, as Americans, continue to turn our eyes away from that reality, that sometimes we mobilize all of the healthcare community to save a baby, and sometimes we look away.
All right, that's soundbite number two, Charmaine Yost, on what pro-choicers don't want you to see. Should that be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter your votes to us at issuesetc. Again, the phone number 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number 3. Dr. David Menton was on talking about a missing link that turned out to be not a missing link and how it was named.
Everything was coordinated to all happen at the same time. Of course, in the year of Darwin, it was even given the name Darwinius Macaulay. So here is an organism whose very genus is giving tribute to Darwin. And isn't it delicious now that even the evolutionists themselves concede, guess what? It's a lemur. What are they going to do with the name? Are they going to leave Darwinius on it? You know, Todd, I have a suggestion. Keep the genus Darwinius, but drop the species name, Macaulay, and we will now call it Darwinius croetus.
You're missing me on the joke.
There are a lot of people going to be eating crow.
Oh. Very good.
They're going to be eating a lot of crow, so I would say Darwinius croetus is certainly appropriate here.
That's soundbite number 3. To vote for it, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Get ready to vote because here's soundbite number 4, Dr. Scott Murray on confession and simply being a Christian.
Living in Christ means, number one, that you're willing to say that I'm a sinner. I can accuse myself of any and every sin. Not as some fiction, but as a reality. But I'm not afraid to do so because I also then know that I have a God who has in Christ remitted every sin. And so to go to confession is simply to hear who I am in Christ. And that's, I think, what he means when he says that if you go to confession, you're simply being a Christian, that you're going there to hear who you are. And to have that fact repeated to you in a strengthening, comforting way on the part of our pastors.
All right, it's time for you to vote now for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Live this Friday afternoon, March the 19th. Here's how you vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email your votes to us, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Your votes after this.
Thanks to God's gift of the Internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
Hi, this is Ville calling from Finland. I believe the day will come when you cannot enter the office as a pastor in the ELCA unless you subscribe to the ordination of gays and lesbians. And why do I believe that? Because Americans are sinners like we Finns are.
Listen to what you want, when you want, wherever you are. IssuesETC.org.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
You canceled the wrong show. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
All right, now it's time to hear from you. We played the sound bites for you. You get to pick sound bite of the week. Give us a call on this Friday afternoon, March the 19th, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us with your vote for sound bite of the week. At Issues ETC, I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Your choices this week. Soundbite number one, Mossab Hassan Youssef with a challenge for Muslims. He says, put up or shut up. Either take the violent passages out of the Quran or ban the Quran. Soundbite number two, Charmaine Yost on what pro-choicers don't want you to see. They want to airbrush the baby out of the picture, she says. Or soundbite number three, Dr. David Menton on an alleged missing link that is also misnamed, he says. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Scott Murray on confession and simply being a Christian. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. You can also vote on Facebook, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go to Bob, who's listening in Newport, Vermont. Bob, thanks for waiting on the line.
Hi. At Issues Etc., you emphasize reading the fine print, seeing what the texts really say. And so I'm going to vote for number one, because we should be paying attention to what the texts of Islam really say.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Bob, and thanks for listening in Vermont as well. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Twitter us at IssuesETC. Or talk back at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address. Here is Scott in Oakwood, Illinois. Scott, welcome.
Hi, Todd. And Jeff and Craig, it was a pleasure to bomb your Collinsville bunker today. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
I'm voting for soundbite number one this week on the challenge to Muslims because it put a proverbial rock in my shoe. The other soundbites are normal fare for soundbite nominees, abortion issue, evolution, confession, and absolution. I'm trying to sort out how our citizenship in the right-hand kingdom affects the left-hand kingdom First Amendment problem with Muslim expression of faith. I haven't listened to the soundbite in context of the show, but I'm not sure I can agree with his challenge to ban the Quran when the success or failure in a free marketplace of ideas is determined mostly by persuasion.
Well, that's very interesting. Thank you very much, Scott, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Well, just to try and explain it, for those of you who do want to hear the entire soundbite in context, you can do so by going to our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Yesterday, we had a very interesting conversation with Mossab Hassan Youssef. He's authored the book, Son of Hamas. He literally is the son of one of the founders of Hamas, now a Christian, no longer a Muslim, nor a member of Hamas. And he says, if you were simply judging the Quran by its content, it should be banned, unless you can explain away those passages, which he says Muslims really can't do. But listen to the whole context. And Scott, thank you very much. A good example of voting for one because you're not sure you agree with it, or maybe you just don't agree with it at all. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter us at IssuesETC, or give us a call and vote for Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Bob in Milton, Florida says this, my vote is for soundbite number four, Dr. Scott Murray. Before the creation of the world, God chose me to be his child. He chose me because of Christ. Because he chose me in Christ, he called me to be a believer and forgave me all my sins. Confession allows me to acknowledge who I am and what I have done, and then be reminded of who I am in Christ. Hey, he said it almost better than Scott Murray did. Bob, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Milton, Florida. By the way, the best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Normally, you have to visit the studio to get one of those. But one day a week, we give one of them away to one vote for Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or issues or at issuesetc. That's our Twitter address as well. This one comes from Frank in Cary, Illinois. He says, my vote is for Soundbite number 4, Scott Murray, on confession and being a Christian. When I look inside myself, says Frank, I fail to see how dark my heart can really be and fool myself into thinking that I'm not too bad or not as big of a sinner as someone else. When I hear my true state in light of God's perfect law, it strips me of all my self-righteousness and allows me to see the sin. Then I need to confess and be forgiven. What a joy it is to unload the sorrow and confess all of it unto joy. Thank you very much. Very good. Frank in Cary, Illinois. Thanks for listening there. Here is Sarah in Belleville, Illinois. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
I'm voting for soundbite number 1. I heard the interview yesterday and just thought it was awesome. For him to be able to explain the Quran as someone who has been on the inside of it, and as inside as he was in dealing with Hamas, just to have that insight and to know what's in there and to understand how it affects not only the Islamic people, but also all the other world religions. Matter of fact, I was so impressed with his speech. I went out last night to the bookstore and I bought the book. I'm reading it right now, and it is just tremendous.
Sarah, thank you very much. Thanks for that vote. It's amazing, and it does carry a lot of weight when it's coming from a former Muslim and former member of a terrorist organization as well. Still plenty of time for your votes and a chance to win an LPR bundle package. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter us at issuesetc, 1-877-623-MYIE. Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois says, I vote for soundbite number 4. Having gone to confession several times in the last 2 years, I know the blessing of confession and absolution. Christians are those who know that they have sinned and can do nothing to save themselves, but have a God who, in Christ Jesus, forgives them for everything. Confession keeps me aware of my need and my awesome God, who is more able to meet my need. Marilyn, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Wheaton. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, talk back at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for March is one of my favorites. It's called Spirituality of the Cross. It's a short book. It's simple to read. It's very accessible. It's written by Dr. Gene Edward Veith, and it's his explanation of the way of the first evangelicals, the Reformation theology, as it was among the reformers in the 16th century and still is today. Find out more about the Issues Etc. book of the month for March, The Spirituality of the Cross, The Way of the First Evangelicals. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Here is Marvin in Dallas. Marvin, welcome.
Hello. I think there's an interesting contrast between 1 and 4. Interesting from the standpoint that if you don't, as a Christian, you don't start with number 4, and knowing who you are and what you are and how Christ has worked, it's hard to deal with the other one. It's just very difficult. But I do think we're keeping our head in the sand for number 1.
So is your vote for 1 or 4?
4.
For number 4. That's soundbite number 4. And that is the winner this week of Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number 4, Dr. Scott Murray on confession and simply being a Christian.
Living in Christ means, number 1, that you're willing to say that I'm a sinner. I can accuse myself of any and every sin, not as some fiction, but as a reality. But I'm not afraid to do so because I also then know that I have a God who has in Christ remitted every sin. And so to go to confession is simply to hear who I am in Christ. And that's, I think, what he means when he says that if you go to confession, you're simply being a Christian, that you're going there to hear who you are and to have that fact repeated to you in a strengthening, comforting way on the part of our pastors.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number 4, Dr. Scott Murray on confession and simply being a Christian. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Frank in Cary, Illinois. Frank, if you would email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and send us your mailing address and your shirt size, we will send out to you an LPR bundle package. Thanks for your vote. Thanks to everybody who voted during Soundbite of the Week this week. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to talk Reformation theology as we continue our conversation and our series with Dr. Gene Edward Veith. Monday, the hiddenness of God, the theology of the cross, in our series with Dr. Gene Edward Veith on Christ-centered theology, on Reformation theology. It seems foreign to us, doesn't it? Is it any surprise to anyone that confessing your sins seems foreign even to Christians? That it's fallen out of practice even among Christians who, for whom it should be daily, every day part of their lives? Seeing who they are according to God's law and then being shown with brilliant clarity through the words of forgiveness spoken from a pastor as from Christ himself, everything that Christ has done for us to remit our sins, to absolve us, to forgive us, to show us mercy, to give us grace rather than what we deserve, to declare us righteous, holy, and innocent. Who would not want that from the lips of Christ every day? I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.